It is not as if friends could easily suspect that I must live in this lowly state, when I speak of such lower ascending spirit brothers and sisters. But the fact is that so, we are trying to give you such reports of experiences from which you can learn something, that is, through which you can familiarize yourself with this spiritual world. For this reason we are particularly highlighting spirit brothers and sisters who have ascended or are in the process of ascending. They should explain it to you themselves and tell you how it went for them, or I can tell you. Since you are also in the process of ascending, you can draw comparisons, you can see from these reports what you have to improve in order to enter a higher world and what the obstacles are that hinder ascension. But enough now, we want to let our spirit sister speak. So I ask for some music again. Anastasia, greetings. I have already been introduced, but actually I would like to pronounce the name a little differently. I would like to speak in particular about my last life. But I must not only speak to you about my last life, but also about the one before last, so that you can understand why I had to go through this difficult last life. My brother introduced me as Anastasia. In my last life I was only called Gstasi. Now in the spiritual world I have taken on a different name. I would now like to speak about my last life, but first, as I said, I must refer back to the one before last in order to make the last one understandable to you. My life before last was, I believe, about 300 years ago. I can no longer keep up with earthly time, because I do not count in your time. I have no understanding or concepts for it anymore, but I believe it may be about 300 years. I lived at a royal court. I was a duchess. Of course I lacked nothing, I had everything, and people also said that I was beautiful. But my life was actually made up of nothing but intrigue. I had not lived for the good of my soul, let alone for the good of my fellow human beings. So it was a life of intrigue and deceit, a life of hedonism and lust for power and who knows what else. I had everything and got everything I wanted. Well, I had to tell you that so that you could understand my last life. So I naturally came into the spiritual world heavily burdened and burdened. I was reprimanded, spoke to me very forcefully and explained to me as soon as I returned that I would have to make up for all this in another life and that I would have to go through life as a beggar because I had sinned so much, had so little understanding and heart for my fellow human beings and I had been so intrigued and lived in luxury. Therefore my soul must also go through a purification in the earthly world or experience a purification, and that could only be possible if I had to live a completely different life so that I could reach this higher ascent more quickly. Well, today I was given insight and a look back at the time when I lived as a duchess, and this review was only given to me temporarily. I was told that it would not be good if I continued to dwell on this past for much longer. I should now be allowed to take a look back again in order to explain it to you, to give you an understanding of the life to come. But the memory of this past would be taken away from me as quickly as possible, because I should not live in this memory, I should rather remain conscious of what lay behind me in the last life. You can imagine what life is like when someone is in a special position and has everything they want, and how this burdens their soul. But enough of that now. I do not remember it very much anymore, because the strength to remember this has been taken away from me, so I can only explain it to you in these words, as I have just done. I will explain this in the following way, if you are ill. For example, your memory weakens and you become forgetful, so you lack the strength, it can temporarily escape from you, and then this power of memory is no longer there to the extent that it should be. You are weakened by illness in this or that way, you do not want to work, and you also lack memory, you become forgetful and so on. This has to do with the odic power, it has been weakened by the illness, and so you are no longer in full possession of your strength and can no longer work and act as you do. The same applies to the odic power of memory, it is weakened, but now not by illness, but by the intervention of the spirits of God. It is not supposed to be the case that an ascending being retains all the details of his memory, so the intervention of the spirits of God weakens or takes away this memory completely. This is to help you understand why it is no longer possible for me to tell you all the details of my life back then, of that time and so on. It was simply taken away from me. Now to my last life, I can still see it in my mind's eye. It is the result of the guilt I once incurred as a duchess. I was condemned to a miserable life, to a beggar. I was born into poverty and remained in constant poverty and abandonment. I still remember how I lived in poverty in a dilapidated house, you could call it that. But this poverty did not bother me, since I had known nothing else since I was a child. How did I earn my living? Yes, when I look at you today, my dears, I see that you are involved in a constant work process and earn a lot so that you can afford comforts and conveniences. That was not possible in my time, it was only possible for those who lived a princely life. So I earned my living by begging and was able to sell something now and then. I collected roots and herbs, dried them and sold them that way, but not only that, I also sold sand for cleaning. That's how I got by in life, by begging and sometimes by stealing. I had to have something to live on. In the village where I lived, I was not at all popular. People called me a Gstasi and a witch. Wherever I went and offered people something to buy, they immediately crossed themselves and chased me away in disgrace. That happened more often than they gave me a penny or a penny. But I had to live, and what did I do? I had to help myself to survive. And then it was like this back then, people claimed that when I came near them and into their house, the children got sick, they believed I was the cause of it, that I was a witch. So they crossed themselves if they saw me from a distance. Yes, I knew nothing else, I had resigned myself to it. So I got through life by begging, now and then I sold something, and of course I had to help myself to get the bare necessities. Be it a bit of underwear or now and then other things. Of course, I only had very modest clothes, actually they were just rags, torn shoes, torn clothes. If I may remind you how nice you have it, you can wash and bathe. Yes, occasionally back then you would wash yourself quickly at a well, of course there was no sign of bathing, so things weren't that clean, but then things weren't any better for the others either. So I was branded a witch, I couldn't sell much and I didn't have much to do in other ways either, I didn't enjoy working, I wasn't used to working. When it was cold, depending on the season, I stayed in my apartment, lit a fire and just lay around. In the nice, warm season I collected herbs, and there was plenty of opportunity for me to lie around. I would lie in the sun for hours and days, there was nothing to do. On the other hand, when I see you in your houses and watch you hurry around, and when I compare those days to today, how scrupulously clean people are today, whereas in my time people didn't know anything about bathing, didn't even have water in the house and only washed occasionally, it was quite natural for me to sunbathe for hours. But when I had to go out among people because I had to have something to eat, it did hurt me when they always crossed themselves in front of me and called me a witch who was to blame when the children got sick or couldn't sleep or when the animals in the stable weren't doing well. I had to take the blame for everything. Yes, they called me a witch. So I thought about it and thought, is my situation really that bad? Am I so bad that they can call me a witch? I did believe in a god and I prayed in silence now and then. But I have to mention, I remained unmarried. Of course, I was single, I didn't have a good name, nobody wanted anything to do with me. Well, I didn't live long, as they explained to me, just under 40. People didn't live that long back then, and it was enough to beg for a lifetime and live in such great poverty. Well, but I should not speak. If you study history, you can read for yourself that such living conditions were nothing special back then. But I was asked to speak to you about it so that you don't take your life for granted and don't make ever greater demands on it. You should also be happy with a simple life. Otherwise you might end up like me, who knows. I don't know you well, I don't know what your debts are. But now I want to talk about the other life, when I entered the spiritual world. A being came up to me and said that I had now died. Yes, I took note of it. It didn't bother me that I was supposed to have died, but I couldn't believe it. Because I didn't see any change in myself that would have made me realize that I had left the world. I still saw the same rags on me and the same worn, holy shoes, and I didn't have the feeling that there had been any change in me personally. Then I was told that I must now join God's order and be willing to start working, because I had a poor life behind me and I had not got used to order and had also brought a lot of burdens upon myself. I must now join the order and start working. I did not agree with that. I said, "Leave me where I am. I don't like work. I don't want to work. Leave me like this. I am used to walking around in rags. What does that bother me?" Because I immediately saw this new environment and had the feeling that I had come to another village where there were noble people. Well, I did not want to mix with these people. I wanted to have my own life. And I said it right away, "I will continue to live as I have before." "Good," I was told, "if you think that, you will get on with it. But we would like to point out to you that it would be better for you if you listened to us and entered this higher order." I replied, "Yes, if I feel like it, I will let you know. For now, leave me as I am." Now I went back to my old world, to my house on earth, to my former surroundings. I went from door to door and was surprised that no one saw me, that no one crossed themselves in front of me and no one turned away from me. I noticed that no one took any notice of me anymore. Then I allowed myself to go into these houses and sit down at the table with these people who actually didn't want to know anything about me, and I ate with them. But they didn't act as if they noticed me. I had spoken to one thing or another and even touched them roughly, but no one took any notice of me. Then I thought, "Yes, this is a different world. I think you have to turn away from this world and go to those who have spoken to you and who have something to say to you." Then I was drawn to this other, spiritual world. I don't really know how. Suddenly I was back in the world where I actually belonged as a spirit. The surroundings were not that different from the earthly world I had left. I just found the houses a little nicer, there was better order, and all the beings I met were dressed properly. Then I thought, "Okay, now I'll try going from house to house in this world where people know me and asking for some bread." And so I did. I went into the first house and when I opened the door I realized that it was either an institution or a factory. I didn't know. In any case there were many beings there and there was a lot of bustle going back and forth. Then I quickly thought to myself, "Yes, they must be good people," or so I thought. I wasn't really aware that I was now in the spiritual world and that these were all spiritual beings. To me they were simply people or people. I said to the first person I met, "Please, I'm hungry. Could you give me something to eat?" And he, it was a man, looked at me very carefully and said, "You don't look particularly tidy. You're still wearing rags. Where do you actually come from?" "Yes, where from?" I said, "Yes, where from? I don't know. I come from the village where I lived." "Don't you know that?" "Yes, yes, yes," he answered. "I know, but you could think about it for a moment. You don't really fit in here. Everything is fine here. We have order, and just look at yourself." Then he tugged at my clothes and reached into my holy coat with his hand. "Do you think I could take in someone who looks as ragged as you in my house? Give me another, I've got new clothes," I said. Now I want to talk about the other life. When I entered the spiritual world, a being came up to me and said that I had now died. Yes, I took note of it. It didn't bother me that I was supposed to have died, but I couldn't believe it. Because I didn't see any change in myself that would have made me realize that I had left the world. I still saw the same rags on me and the same worn, holy shoes, and I didn't have the feeling that a change had taken place in me personally. Then I was told that I must now join God's order and be willing to start working, because I had a life behind me that had been miserable. And I hadn't got used to order and had also taken on a lot of burdens. I must now enter the order and start working. I didn't agree with that. I said, "Just leave me where I am. I don't like work. I don't want to work. Leave me like this. I'm used to walking around in rags. What does that bother me? Because I immediately saw this new environment and had the feeling that I had come to another village where there were noble people. Well, I didn't want to mix with these people. I wanted to have my own life. And I said it right away. I will carry on living as I have before. Good, I was told, if you think that you will get on with it. But we would like to point out to you that it would be better for you if you listened to us and joined this higher order. To this I replied, yes, if I then feel the desire to do so, I will come forward. For now, leave me as I am. Now I went back to my old world, to my house on earth, to my former surroundings. I went from door to door and was surprised that no one saw me, that no one crossed themselves in front of me and no one turned away from me. I noticed that no one took any notice of me anymore. Then I allowed myself to go into these houses and sit down at the table with these people who actually didn't want to know anything about me, and I ate with them. But they didn't act as if they noticed me. I had spoken to one thing or another and even touched them roughly, but no one took any notice of me. Then I thought, yes, this is a different world. I think you have to turn away from this world and go to those who have spoken to you and who have something to say to you. Then I was attracted to this other, spiritual world. I don't really know how. Suddenly I was back in the world where I actually belonged as a spirit. The surroundings were not particularly different from the earthly world that I had left behind. I just found the houses a little nicer, there was better order, and all the beings I met were dressed quite neatly. Then I thought, okay, now I'll try going from house to house in this world where people know me and asking for some bread. And so I did. I went into the first house, and when I opened the door I realized that it was either an institution or a factory. I didn't know. In any case there were many beings there, and there was a lot of activity going back and forth. I quickly thought to myself, yes, they must be good people, or so I thought. I wasn't really aware that I was now in the spiritual world and that these were all spiritual beings. To me they were simply people or people. I said to the first person I met, please, I'm hungry. Could you give me something to eat? And this person, it was a male, looked at me very carefully and said, you don't look particularly tidy, you're still wearing rags. Where do you actually come from? Yes, where from? I said, yes, where from? I don't know, I come from the village where I lived. Don't you know that? Yes, 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 he answered, I know, but you could think about it for a moment, you don't really fit in here. Everything is fine here, we have order, and just look at yourself. Then he tugged at my clothes and reached his hand into my holy coat. Do you think I could take in someone who looks as ragged as you in my house? Give me other clothes, I said to him. And then he said, I don't have any clothes for you, you have to earn them yourself. How can I earn them? I asked, if you give me something to earn, I'll be able to buy other clothes. Then he answered me, yes, you just have to work and fit in with the order. But there's no place for you in this house, and he pushed me out. Then I stood there, looking around and thinking, now you're the one. Oh, in the other world, I don't think you can call him heaven. They're just like the people on earth, they'll throw me out too. I'll just try somewhere else, there are enough houses. But then I avoided such a large house. I had to walk a little further, because the houses were not built so close together, they seemed to be far apart. Then I saw a smaller building from a distance and I thought to myself, what should I do now? I looked around to see if it was the same as on earth, because a lot of things were the same. There were trees, there were even flowers, a street by a stream, and there were houses, and the people I saw looked, so to speak, like those on earth. But nobody paid any particular attention to me. And then I thought, yes, if everything is so the same, maybe I'll find another skirt somewhere that I could wear. I was still thinking the same way as before. I must say now with my high-end knowledge, I couldn't think any differently at the time. I just wanted to go out and steal a nicer skirt. but I didn't see one hanging anywhere, and so I was at a loss. But I went into that house. I had nothing to offer, although I had studied whether I might not be able to get something, herbs with which I could earn or acquire something honestly. So I went into the house and they asked me, "What do you want, you poor soul?" "Yes," I answered, "you see, I am hungry. Could you give me something to eat? And could you give me another coat? I don't dare walk around here like this." And here they were more friendly to me. It was a female being and she looked me up and down and said, "You poor soul, what must you have brought upon yourself that you have to walk around like this?" "Yes, what does that mean?" I said, "Give me another coat, then I'll look like you." "No, I can't give you a coat," they said kindly, "you have to earn one yourself." "How am I supposed to do that?" "You have to work." "What kind of work do I have to do?" They don't give me any work, they threw me out the first time I went. "Do you want to take me in?" And then this being said, "I can only tell you what you have to do. But I don't have any room for you in my house, I can't take you in." I couldn't understand that, and then I said a little angrily, "Then you are no better than those on earth." "Yes," they replied, "we are much better than them. But you have probably forgotten that you were told right at the beginning that you should now join this higher order. You have a life behind you in which you have not overworked yourself, you have sunbathed too much, and you have stolen a lot." I said, "Yes, I had to do it out of necessity. What would I have lived on?" "Oh yes," they said, "that wasn't so bad, but I also lacked the will to work. I could have lived a more orderly life, but I would have focused entirely on lazing around, and that was not necessary in the new world. You had to come with the will to obey and work." And this being said to me, "You don't have that will, you don't want to work." "Yes," I answered, "if they give me something to work on that I like, I'll definitely do it." This being was still quite patient with me. But then it also made it clear to me that I should say goodbye and move on, that they couldn't help me if I wasn't prepared to join in with the order. So I didn't get a new coat, and I didn't get anything to eat either. Although I wasn't particularly hungry, I had begged for food. I didn't know what else to do but beg. I was used to that, I was still the same person. So I went on, and I came into the center of the village. Now I realized that I had actually been outside the village, and now am I hoped to find something in this village that could help me in some way, or perhaps there were people there who were prepared to offer me their services. I now saw a lot of activity, back and forth, and I realized that there was a celebration going on nearby. There were festivities, and everyone I met was full of joy, and of course they were dressed quite nicely. They spoke my language. I greeted them in a friendly manner, and they returned the greeting. I kept looking at myself from time to time to see if something had changed in me in a supernatural way, for I now believed that I was in heaven, although I wasn't quite sure yet, but I thought, if I am really in this supernatural world, in this heaven, then miracles can happen. Suddenly I am standing there, shimmering dressed like the others, I don't have to do anything and I'm as beautiful as the others here. And so I diligently made observations about myself, but unfortunately nothing has changed. But I did notice one thing to my delight, they were all friendly to me. And I got into conversation here and there, and I asked them, each one the same thing, "Couldn't you lend me a skirt?" And they answered me, "I would gladly do that if I had a second one. I would give you mine, but it's the only one I have, I can't give you that one." And then I asked, "What's going on here anyway?" And they answered, "Yes, you know, we're having a party now, and we will now get our reward, and we hope to get a second coat." Then I said, "Yes, then I would also have the opportunity to get another coat." So they all flocked to one place, and I joined the crowd, because that seemed to me to be the best opportunity. Yes, dear friends, it may seem a bit humorous to you, but really, it was like that. So I went with all of them to this festival. A certain place had been designated where this celebration was to take place and where these others were allowed to get their reward. Then I also asked, Why are you allowed to get a reward? Why are you being rewarded? And they said, yes, you know, we are getting the reward for our work. Of course, I became a little uncertain about that. But I hoped to get into this crowd and also get a reward. So I flocked with the crowd to this particular place. And then I realized that you had to cross a bridge and that only one person at a time could cross this bridge to get to this place. Right in front of the bridge there were guards, looking at each one and showing them across the bridge in a friendly manner. I became uncertain, because I saw that these beings were all known to these guards, and I was certainly not known to them. But I hoped to get across the bridge anyway. I didn't succeed when I tried. They held me back and said, back with you, what do you want? What do you want here anyway? I want to go with the others, I belong to you, I'm in heaven, isn't that right? I asked. And they answered me and asked where my achievements were. The others were getting their reward for their achievements, and it didn't seem as though I could get a reward. Yes, I couldn't get a reward, I had nothing to show for it. And they all said, that's a poor soul. Why didn't you fall into line as soon as you were told? Yes, I didn't know why I had been so stupid, I didn't know any better at the time. Well, they all went over this bridge and got their wages, they got their second coat, but I didn't get one. I then talked to the others when they came back. They were all good and friendly to me and they all said that it was high time for me to start working too. Because otherwise I wouldn't fit in here and I might be turned away from here. I should go and work. I should let them know that I wanted to work. And then I wanted to know, well, what kind of work do you do? And they answered me, well, you know, not everyone has the same work, but we have to work hard here. But we are very happy. We have to be hardworking, we have to go to school, we have to be obedient, we have to do exactly what we are told. We have to be honest, we mustn't lie to anyone, we mustn't cheat anyone, we have to stick to the new order. I thought that would be too hard for me. I didn't want to be exposed in front of everyone else, because I wasn't sure that I was capable of all that. I preferred to stay back, I could wait, maybe there would be someone who would take pity on me and give me another coat. And then I still hoped for this heavenly miracle, but none happened to me. So I just wandered around and basked in the sun just as I did when I was a human. I was not able to join the order and work. But I stayed in this village. The others met me from time to time, only from time to time, because now and then the squares and the streets were completely empty, and it seemed as if they were all working in their houses. But when I met someone, they were all friendly and good to me, and everyone urged me to join the order and start working. And one of them said to me in complete confidence, you know, you must have a lot going on in your account to have to walk around like that. But if you were in your place, it would probably be better if you didn't wait a long time and endure a period of hardship and then get back into order like we do. So one thing and another spoke to me well, but I simply lacked the strength, I just couldn't. And on the other hand I had to say, why should I join in the order? I liked life. I had it much better than on earth. Nobody crossed themselves in front of me now, nobody called out to me, which, well, I had it much better, that was a piece of heaven for me. Then I had to realize again that it was so solemn and people were going to a party. And I asked them, what's going on again? And mingled with the crowd again. They said, yes, we have another party, we will be rewarded again. We always get our rewards for our work from time to time. Then I wanted to know, what kind of reward is it this time? And they said they didn't know either. But this time, they knew, they wouldn't get a new coat, but otherwise something that would make them happy, something that they could keep for the future, for their own future house. And then I asked them, do you have to cross that bridge again, and are there those guards there again? Can't I perhaps mingle with you after all? And they said, it's completely hopeless, you saw it. And they seemed to have more understanding and more knowledge and said, well, we think it's time for you to come forward. And then I said, yes, I think it can't go on like this. But then I had to confess to a very friendly person, you know, I'm just scared. I see how beautiful you all are and how orderly you live. But I'm basically the Porgstasi. I'm the witch. Nobody wanted to know anything about me. I'm just scared. And then they said to me, what are you scared of? Yes, I believe, you know, that God is punishing me.